changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
And so today we're going to jumpstart what I call relativity. And that is that Newton's second law of relativity. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Sometimes we don't realize these actions and reactions, and sometimes we do. What we want to do is to become aware of the reactions that we have that are negative, that are impacting other people, and we want to become aware of the actions that we are taking to move us toward our goals. I want to tell you a couple of interesting stories, and I know there are some of you who have lived here in Florida a lot longer than I have. So you probably know these stories better than I do and probably know the real story maybe even better than I do. But here's something that I noticed when I came down to Florida the first time. We went to the grocery store, and as I was coming out of the grocery store and I was putting my bags in the trunk, I saw the darndest thing in the parking lot of the grocery store. Now, those of you who live here or who have visited here much know what I'm talking about. It was a chicken. It was a rooster. And I want to say this was up in North Miami Beach area, up around Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale. And so I see this chicken in the parking lot. And then I hear this crowing of another chicken on the other side of the parking lot. And then another chicken. And I thought, this parking lot at the grocery store has chickens. Well, then, I don't know. Months later, 6 months later, we were here on vacation again, went to another grocery store, and there was chickens there. Moved down here to Key Largo and go to the Publix, which is the big grocery store chain here in the Southeast. And it's a good size. It's called Tradewinds Plaza. It's a big plaza and everything. Good size grocery store, big grocery store. And sure enough, the parking lot, I love this word, is festooned. You know what festooned, just draped, filled, festooned. The parking lot is festooned with chickens, with roosters, and hens as well, and babies, depending on when you're there. And it's literally true pretty much everywhere you go around here, certainly in grocery store parking lots. Now, if you go down to Key West, there are chickens everywhere. There are chickens absolutely everywhere. So I Googled this the other day. I was like, where in the world did all these chickens come from? Now, first of all, especially down here in the Keys, because these are islands, and before Flagler Railroad, which ultimately became Overseas Highway, connected all of the islands. These were independent islands that you had to go by boat to get to. And so people who lived on these islands kept chickens to live, to eat the eggs, to eat the chickens, and a lot of people had chicken coops. Unfortunately, we also tend to get very regular tropical storms and hurricanes. What do those do to chicken coops? My friend John, who's listening right now, our friend Tad, or Todd rather, has chicken coops in South Carolina. A storm comes along, tears them up. Where do the chickens go? Answer, everywhere. So that was one of the reasons that we ended up with all these chickens around here. The other thing, the reason that we ended up with all these chickens around here is that, and I've got some dates crazy. I actually did quite a bit of research, but found some conflicting things. It wasn't until 2018, that it became totally illegal for cockfighting throughout the entire United States and all its territories. Now, the states had already made it illegal, but it wasn't until a farm bill in 2018 was passed. Now, cockfighting basically was made illegal, if I'm not mistaken, this is where I get a little fuzzy, somewhere around the late 80s here in Florida. Now, making cockfighting illegal in a state like, New Hampshire is not going to have that big of an effect. But if you make cockfighting illegal down here in Florida, where a lot of people practice this, this is something that they consider a noble part of their heritage. And then all of a sudden it becomes illegal. And they've been keeping these animals, caring for these animals, feeding these animals, paying the vet bills, admittedly, so they can all kill one another. But nonetheless, what people did at that point was just release the chickens. They just released the chickens. So human beings released these chickens, and in so doing, they changed the ecology. There was their action, and then there was this reaction. And so now there are so many chickens around here that periodically they have to hire people to come in and catch the chickens. And this is just the first part of the story. You'll notice that there's not just a chicken there in the image. There is also a snake. Human beings. It is not illegal to have a python, an anaconda, a boa constrictor in the state of Florida. In some states, it's illegal to have really big snakes. Here in Florida, Florida is all about state, is all about leave us alone. I don't know if you heard, but there was big talk about the Keys breaking off from even the United States and establishing the Conch Republic, with Key West as the capital. And there are still people around there. I'm looking at a boat right now that has a Conch Republic flag on it. So people down here in Florida want to be able to do what they want to do. There's a very laissez-faire, leave us alone. And so some people have these big, big, big snakes. Now, at some point, a big, big, big snake gets to be a big, big, big problem. I know this because, and she may be watching right now, my good friend Janet Robertson, was Janet Hollis, was in school with me, and her boyfriend bought her a lion. Yeah, he bought her a lion. We were like 17 or 18 years old, and this dude, back then you could buy exotic animals, and he bought her a lion. And I can remember her bringing it to school after school, and we were at the foot watching the football players. And the thing was about as big as my dog Teddy, maybe 12 pounds. Next week it was 15 pounds, 20 pounds. And eventually, she had to get rid of it. Well, the same is true for these darn snakes down here in Florida. So what do you think they do? I'll show you what they do. Those right there, over there, which looks like the horizon, that's the Everglades. That's the Everglades. So what do people do? They take their snakes, just like they did with their chickens, and they release them into the environment. And that changes the environment forever, because what they found is that both the yellow boa, the yellow python, and the green python is breeding with large snakes that we already have here. They killed a 16-foot python. Can I say that again? A 16-foot. People down here are worried about seeing a 16-foot shark. I'm not. 16-foot shark's not going to really bother you. But a 16-foot python. Whoa. They killed one right outside where I lived not long ago. Now, here's my big concern. And if you've been watching from the beginning, get ready, because I'm going to tie it together. My concern is, there's the Everglades, okay? Behind me is a parking lot full of chickens. At some point, the snakes are going to realize that there's all these free chickens over here, and maybe that's why they're already trying to cross the interstate, trying to cross overseas highway. Wow. The point I'm trying to make is that everything that we do in our lives has some sort of a reaction. And when something gets out of control, it's so easy to want to take our hands off of it and say it's no longer our responsibility. And yet we're the one that had the chickens. We're the ones that raise the snakes. We're the ones that do whatever. We need to take responsibility for our actions. And the most important thing we need to do is to be cognizant of how our actions impact the world, and to minimize that impact on the world, to do the best we can to minimize it. And when it comes to reactions, I was thinking about the complaint-free challenge. The number one thing that gets people to give up on doing the complaint-free challenge, you know, switching the bracelet, trying to go 21 days in a row, other people. It's other people. It's other people's reactions. You're going to do what? Well, what are we going to talk about? Oh, well, aren't you going to be so great? What makes you think you're so great? There's this old story about how some monkeys were put into a cage and some bananas were hung down. And every time they would try and climb up these little stairs that were in there to get to the bananas, the experimenters would shoot them with water. Now, eventually the monkeys no longer tried. What they discovered was when they put new monkeys in, even without trying to squirt them, as they tried to go up and get the bananas, the old monkeys would try and hold them back. The monkeys are always going to try and hold you back whenever you try and make a change. For every action you try and take, there's going to be an equal and opposite reaction. Whenever you try and do something, something's going to go wrong. And the thing is, you work through it. That's the beauty of it. That's this idea of being anti-fragile. I want to recommend that book again, Anti-Fragile. If you get a chance, check out the gypsy chickens. When you come down here, I forget why they're called gypsy chickens, but that's what they call them. And I have not seen an anaconda down here, but I'll tell you what, we got some iguana that are like 3.5-4 feet long. All right, everybody, because I said 3.5-4 feet long, time for you to click share. Everybody click share and type share if you would. Who's going to be the first to share? Let me go through and take a quick look at your comments real quick. I am grateful. I passed my performance review. What a relief. Hooray for Christelle. That's awesome. Christelle, that's awesome, awesome, awesome. Everybody send Christelle some celebration. Laugh out loud. Yeah, they're everywhere, aren't they, Lynn? Yes, they are. Feral chickens. Yep, Christelle says. Yep, Jerry says, I used to love visiting the chicken store in Key West. It's been a long time. I have never been to the chicken store in Key West. Jerry, I'll tell you that, though, if you go down Gaiocho, here in Miami, Gaiocho, which is Little Havana, they have these giant chickens everywhere because that's the symbol, of course, for Cuba. Never knew of this. Jeez, I know. I love learning stuff. I'm glad some of you don't know this. I know so many of you are here. Lynn Ballone says we have bears here. I want to see the bears and the pythons take it on. Anaconda, pack up and move now, Christelle. No way. I live in paradise. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this yesterday. For decades, when people say, how you doing? And I wrote about this in my book. My response has been, another day in paradise. I live in paradise. I truly do. I love to watch the tourists because I'm 90% of these units around here flip over on a regular basis. There's only 10% of us that are regular. So I get to watch tourists come down here and look at this place and go, and even like today, and it is cloudy, and it is windy, and by our standards, it is cold. It's in the upper 60s. Man, the pool is already packed. People have already, and it's 8:20 in the morning. People got the towels down there. So yeah, I'd love to be in it. It's late here in Australia. Got to get some sleep. I'll watch the catch up. That's great, Christelle. Good to see you. We're about to close out anyway. Just play a game in your mind. What can you do, not do, or say, not say, says Linda. Good advice. Share, says Linda. First one, Daylene. She shared. How are you, Daylene? Good to see you. Catherine Bratton says, good morning from Lake of the Ozarks. Fish here. Awesome. Great. Good to hear it. Listen, everybody, thanks for being here with me. I want to take a look and see if I can find out. I always like to know what it is I'm talking about tomorrow, and I don't have it yet. So I'm excited to hear what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I hope you are too. Make today a great day. Do something nice for somebody, and especially be nice to yourself, okay? Enjoy today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world, no more.